Hi, this is Corey Turner, and along with my wife Simone, we are the senior pastors of Newmark Church. I wanted to thank you for listening to our podcast today. You're about to hear a message from one of our team that we pray builds your faith and empowers you to follow Jesus more closely. Enjoy the message.
So today we're talking about the power of speaking in tongues. Welcome to church this morning. Come on. Power of speaking in tongues. Oh, Aaron's back. Welcome back, mate. I don't see people at church every week, so I start missing people, you know. Back in the days, people used to go to church every week. What's changed? There is now no condemnation for those who are in Jesus Christ. I'm just saying, I just miss you guys when you're not here, so I'm just enjoying seeing people. So the power of speaking in? All right, let's go to the Word. Acts chapter 2, verses 1 to 4, we're going to read that. And then we're going to read 1 Corinthians 14, 1 to 5. So Acts 2, 1 to 4 says, when the day of Pentecost arrived, they were all together in one place. And suddenly there came from heaven a sound like a mighty rushing wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting, and divided tongues as a fire appeared to them and rested on each one of them. And they were all filled. Who was filled? They were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. And then 1 Corinthians chapter 14, 1 to 5. Pursue love and earnestly desire the spiritual gifts, especially that you may prophesy. For one who speaks in a tongue speaks not to men, but to God. For no one understands him, but he utters mysteries in the Spirit. On the other hand, the one who prophesies speaks to people for their upbuilding and encouragement and consolation. The one who speaks in a tongue builds up himself, but the one who prophesies builds up the church. Now, I want all you. All. Anybody part of the all in here? I want you all to speak in tongues, Paul says, but even more to prophesy. We have Paul here speaking to the Corinthians, written to the Corinthians, but also written for us. Now, speaking in tongues, it was 1996, August. Young Stephen Alphine was about 12. If you don't know who that is, that's me. And I got saved at a camp. And I can't remember when, how, but sometime after that camp, was outdoors somewhere at night, at a camp, maybe that one, maybe another one. Could have been a few months after, a few years later. I can't remember. But I just remember jumping up and down. We were worshiping. We were singing. And someone prayed something over everyone. And I just started saying these words that I didn't recognize. It was only just a couple of words. That's when I started speaking in tongues. I thought, oh, that's cool. And I'll just repeat that every now and again when I think about it as I pray. Then I kind of forgot about it. Got saved at 12, then in my late teens, at some meeting at school with some other guys, they were just like, hey, have you been filled with the Holy Spirit? Do you speak in tongues? I'm like, oh, yeah. Dude was like, man, let's go back. You know, I was at boarding school, so we had our own rooms. I was a senior. The benefit of that, I actually had my own room at boarding school because I was now a senior and a prefect. So he brings me to my room. He starts praying for me. And I was struggling. Nothing was coming out. I'm like, how do you do this thing? But anyway, as I just continued to just pray and to be open, some words just started to bubble out of my spirit, out of my gut, whatever it is. And I started speaking a couple of sentences. And I just remembered those for years. And I would always pray that when I felt led to speak in tongues. I would just always pray the same thing. But over the years, maybe the last 5 years or so, I don't even know what my tongues are. Stuff just comes out. And I just know it's not me. I know it's straight from the Lord. I can't remember it. It just comes out. But it just doesn't come out automatically. I've got to start speaking. and engage with the Spirit. So that's been some of my experience with speaking in tongues. But speaking in tongues, everyone's going to have a different experience. Speaking in tongues is a sign of the indwelling presence of the Holy Spirit in us. A sign of the indwelling Spirit of God in us. And it's a gift of the Holy Spirit for the individual, but also for the body. There's purposes in speaking in tongues for the individual, but also for the body. When I talk about the body, I'm talking about the church. Either this body or the church universal. There's been so much controversy about speaking in tongues, hasn't there? A lot of arguments about it, a lot of confusion, a lot of division throughout the generations. From the time Pentecost, the Holy Spirit came down, there's been arguments, controversy, division. There's even a whole doctrine that's against it called cessationism, cessationists. They believe that the spiritual gifts, miracles, healing, prophecy, everything you see in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, spiritual gifts, they believe that that ceased after the apostles, after the apostolic age. So they don't even engage in it. And you could look at the word and find ways to justify it and see where they're coming from. So there's been so much controversy, so much debate. But hey, what are we going to do today? We're going to look at the word and see what Jesus says. So let's pray together. Heavenly Father, for every individual in this room, Lord, no matter what our background, no matter what we've learned before, no matter what we've been taught, no matter what we feel hasn't worked, God, no matter who we are, Lord, we just come afresh today, not to be convinced by some guy, but Lord, to actually look at your word and to engage with your Holy Spirit, to say, Lord, what do you say in your word? Lord, I just pray that we come to you with open eyes, open minds, and that you would speak. Lord, open our eyes, open our minds, open our hearts. And Lord, above all, we want to pursue love. So Lord, would love be at the very center of this message and at the very center of how we hear, how we interpret, and how we take it out of this place. But Father, we just ask for a refreshing of your Holy Spirit, of your presence, to fill each seat, to fill each person, each individual, each heart. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. So speaking in tongues is actually a supernatural ability to communicate with God in an unknown language. Supernatural ability to communicate with God in an unknown language. It's a prayer language that the Holy Spirit gives to us. It's called, in Greek, glossolalia. It's tongue speech. Supernatural ability to communicate with God in an unknown language. See, in Acts 2 that we read before, the day of Pentecost, the coming of the Holy Spirit, there was 120 people in an upper room. They'd been praying for 10 days. Praying because Jesus had promised the Holy Spirit was going to come after he had ascended. They've been praying, and then boom, the Holy Spirit comes as we read before. And they all started to speak in tongues. They were speaking in languages that, just imagine, all of us in here, we just start to speak. We couldn't speak what they were speaking before. We can't speak that before. Then we just start speaking all these tongues, things we didn't know. But what actually happened is around that time in Jerusalem, there was people that had come to worship on Pentecost Sunday, Pentecost Day, to worship in Jerusalem from all over the place, from neighboring country cities. They have got all different languages, and they start hearing people speaking in their languages. And these people didn't know what they were speaking. Acts 2. You guys got your Bibles? Let's go back to Acts 2. Acts 2 verse 6, getting a bit hot. Could we turn that one off or some? Otherwise, I'm going to have to take this one off. And I don't know how I'll do that in here. just having fun, guys. So verse 6 says, and at this sound, so they're speaking in tongues, right? It says, and at this sound, the multitude came together and they were bewildered because each one was hearing them speak in his own language. They're just hearing people speaking in tongues. It was the 22nd of May, 2022, in this room. I remember it because it was our commissioning. And we're in a moment of worship. Everyone's just worshiping, praising God in ministry time. But there had been a gentleman who, as he was coming from the soccer field, he was a coach of an opposing team. As he's coming from the soccer field, he hears the sound of music. He's going to his car with his family. He goes, guys, just wait. He comes in through these doors. It's like, whoa, beautiful worship. This is what I've been praying for. This man had walked away from God, but he had been praying for God to do something in his life. He didn't even know there was a church here. He comes in. He says to the connect team, I'll be back. He goes to the car, says to his wife and daughter, let's go home. I need to get changed. He leaves them at home. He gets changed. He comes back in time for the message. During worship, ministry time, towards the end, people are just praying in their heavenly language. Some are worshiping, some are singing. He hears his last name from a gentleman who was just in front of him. His last name is a totally foreign language, not English. And for him, it was like, wow, God's really speaking to me. God's really calling me back to a relationship. You know, that reminds me of that experience in Acts 2. And that day, that man recommitted his life to God. Because we were praying in our heavenly language. A supernatural ability to communicate with God. See, we do that in our services. We pray in our heavenly language. We say, hey, let's pray in our heavenly language. And it's you speaking to God. You're not speaking to the person next to you. You're speaking to God. So it's a supernatural ability to communicate with God in an unknown language. When we think about speaking in tongues, I want us to look at it in two different ways. Speaking in tongues is a sign for all believers. Speaking in tongues is also a gift for the body, a gift for the common good. Okay? So we're going to start by talking about a sign for all believers. This is what Jesus says about speaking in tongues. Let's read Mark chapter 16, verse 17. Go to Mark 16 in your Bibles. Go look at it. Go highlight it if you need to. It'll come up on the screen. But if you go to Mark in your Bibles, you actually see that Jesus, he is actually giving the Great Commission. He's giving his last message after he's resurrected, and he's now talking to his disciples about the Great Commission. He says this in 17. And these signs will accompany those who believe. In my name they will cast out demons. They will speak in new tongues. Who's he speaking to? He's speaking to the disciples, right? But he says these signs will accompany those who believe. Do we have any believers in the house today? It says these signs will accompany those who believe. It doesn't say special people, certain people. Anyone who believes, anyone who is saved, these signs will accompany them. Read the rest of it to see the other signs. But we're talking about the sign of speaking in tongues. It's for all believers. Then we go to 1 Corinthians 14, verse 5, which we read before, 1 Corinthians 4. In verse 5, talking about tongues, Paul says this, the one who speaks in a tongue builds himself up, but the one who prophesies builds up the church. He's talking about prophecy in tongues. So in verse 5, it says, now I want you all to speak in tongues, but even more to prophesy. What did he say to them? I want you all to speak in tongues. But he says, but even to prophesy. He's not saying only prophesy. He's saying, I want you all to speak in tongues, but even more to prophesy. See, there's a lot of focus in this whole chapter about interpretation of tongues, the gift of tongues that needs to be interpreted. But at this point, he's saying, I want you all to speak in tongues. Do you think he's saying to them, man, I want you, all you guys, to speak in tongues, and then we're all going to need interpretation? No, he's just saying, he's actually, so when we think about tongues, I believe he's talking about the sign, in this point in this verse, the sign for all believers. You have the Holy Spirit in you. I want you all to speak in tongues. Later on, he says, I speak in tongues more than all of you. So there's a speaking in tongues that's for private use. That is for building up yourself. That's what he's talking about here. I want you all to speak in tongues. Are you guys with me? In this chapter, if you look back in chapter 12, it talks about the spiritual gift of tongues. And it talks about the spiritual gift of interpreting tongues. At this point, that's not what he's talking about. He's talking about the sign for all believers. What's the sign for all believers? It's all to do with the baptism of the Holy Spirit. When people in Acts 2 received the Holy Spirit, it said they all started to speak in tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. There was no interpretation that day. People were out there, they heard it in their own languages. They understood it. No one interpreted it. They heard it because it was a sign. He was doing stuff in these guys, but there was a sign. So every time, or most times in Acts, 3 out of 5 times when there's the filling of the Holy Spirit, you'll see it accompanied by speaking in tongues. 2 out of the 5 times it's implied. So I'll show you the 3. Let's go to, we've already seen one in Acts chapter 2, but let's go to Acts chapter 10, 44 to 46. Acts 10, 44 to 46 says this. While Peter was still saying these things, the Holy Spirit fell on all who heard the word. What happened? The Holy Spirit fell on all who heard the word. And the believers from among the circumcised who had come with Peter were amazed because the gift of the Holy Spirit was poured out even on the Gentiles. For they were hearing them speak in tongues and extolling God. Acts 19 verse 6. And when Paul had laid his hands on them, the Holy Spirit came on them and they began speaking in tongues and prophesying. So can you see that the baptism of the Holy Spirit, you see it accompanied by speaking in tongues. But this is the thing, guys. We can't box God in. You can't box God in and go, oh, at that moment, when they were filled with the Spirit, they spoke in tongues. But on that moment, they didn't speak in tongues. There is no method. There is no formula. But we've seen what happened in Pentecost. It's available. We all have different stories of how we received the Spirit, how we started speaking in tongues, or maybe how we're still struggling. We just don't get it. The Bible, when it talks about gifts and things of the Spirit, says earnestly desire. So you earnestly desire, but the gift of speaking in tongues in terms of a sign, which is for all believers, I think our minds a lot of times get in the way because we want it to happen in a certain way. We want something to kick start, so we just start kick start. Like, you just got to start speaking and praising Him and He'll do the thing. God loves playing hide and seek with us too. So sometimes you just got to earnestly desire and keep asking for it. But we actually can't box God in. But what I want us to get from looking at Mark 16 verse 17 and looking at Acts 2 and those other few things where you see the infilling of the Holy Spirit, you see it accompanied by speaking in tongues. What I want us to get is that speaking in tongues as a sign is for every believer. It's for every believer. every believer. But it's actually for personal edification. What do I mean by personal edification? It's for building up yourself. It builds you up. It builds you up. We'll talk more about it. It builds up your spirit. It almost feels like a selfish thing from God, but He gives it to us. You wake up, you're not feeling great. You've had weird dreams. I woke up to some crazy dreams at 2:30 this morning, and for about 45 minutes, I just wasn't feeling great. But I was only once I started speaking in tongues. My spirit started coming alive and being realigned with God. It's a sign for every believer. And a sign for all believers that I'm speaking about. This does not need to be interpreted. When we're here singing in the Spirit, speaking in the Spirit, that does not need to be interpreted. Because like I said, I'm not talking to Larry next to him, speaking in tongues to him. I'm speaking to God. So when we say, hey, let's all speak in the Spirit together, we're just saying, hey, let's worship God together. There's strength in that. We're not addressing anyone. We're addressing God. We don't even know what we're saying, but our spirit knows and God is speaking. So there's a sign that is for every believer. That doesn't need to be interpreted, and it's not limited to how many people can do it in the same place at the same time. There was that 120 speaking in tongues. They were just going for it. All right? So a sign for all believers. Now, let's talk about a gift for the common good. A gift for the common good. If you look at 1 Corinthians chapter 12, where it talks about the spiritual gift. And we look at verse 7. It talks about how the gifts of the Spirit are for the profit of all. The gifts of the Spirit are for the common good. Verse 7 says this, to each is given the manifestation of the Spirit for the common good. The manifestation, the evidence, the display, the showing of the Holy Spirit. 1 Corinthians 12, verse 7, to each is given the manifestation of the Spirit for the common good. Go home, look at the rest of the gifts. We've done this quite a few times. Look at our podcasts, the gift that keeps on giving. We've talked about it heaps. But in verse 10 to 11, it says, to another is given the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another the ability to distinguish between spirits, to another various kinds of tongues, to another the interpretation of tongues. So when it's talking about the spiritual gifts, this one is not the sign for all believers. This is a spiritual gift that God will give when He wants, how He wants to do His work. It's a gift of tongues. That gift of tongues is about building up the church, building up the body, building up the corporate body. And that tongue needs to be interpreted. That's what's being talked about here. It says all these are empowered by one and the same Spirit who apportions each one individual as He wills. The gift of tongues. Let's look at chapter 14 in your Bibles, 26 to 28. Read this chapter by yourself at home. Read through it. It gets a little bit messy as you read it. What are they talking about? But just remember, our God loves us so much and He's given us gifts. And what was happening in Corinthians, there was so much controversy and arguments about what was happening in church. So here Paul's talking to them about orderly worship. So in verse 26 of chapter 14, it says, what then, brothers, when you come together, each one of us has a hymn, a lesson, a revelation, a tongue, or an interpretation? Let all things be done for building up. If any speak in a tongue, let there be only two or at most three, and in each turn let someone interpret. But if there's no one to interpret, let each of them keep silent in church and speak to himself and to God. So this is talking about when you bring a tongue to address the church. See, it's a prophetic tongue. Prophecy is just sharing the heart of God. That's why this whole chapter is about prophecy and tongues. So this gift that needs to be interpreted, you get the gift of interpretation, the gift of tongues, but they're tongues that are for the body. See, I haven't seen this much myself, but I've been part of churches where you're just in worship. You're just worshiping, and maybe it's like a quiet moment. It just so happens to be a quiet moment. And then Sister Mary just starts going off in tongues. She's the only one going off in tongues. And then Brother Moses, on the other side, just starts saying it in English. How it works, it's the Holy Spirit. I've seen it at Numa a few times, but it's a gift that's available. But this is the thing, there's been so much controversy around this thing that we shut it down. We can't even get to it because we're just like, this is just, most churches have just shut the whole thing down. I don't think that gift of interpretation, as I'm speaking now, could actually flow when people are not actually operating in the sign of tongues. If we're going to shut out tongues altogether in our own prayer, in our own worship, how's God going to even trust us in a public space to give a word in tongues? That's going to be for the body. See, when you speak in tongues, it's not you speaking. It's God, and you will know. I can just feel it. You will just know when it's for the body. And all those gifts, the spiritual gifts, gifts of miracles. How do you know someone's got a gift of healing or gift of miracles? Like, they would have prayed for countless people and they've been healed. So the body will actually recognize. So God will work it out in the body that it will be known that that person has the gift of tongues. I'm praying for it. I would love to have the gift of tongues and interpretation. And I'll read for you later on. It says, and as you pray in tongues, also pray for the gift of interpretation. In this moment, there's a sign for all believers, tongues, which we all have. But there's also a gift of tongues for the body, which we don't necessarily all have, but is available if that's what God wants to give you at the time. It's not because you've done anything special. It's just because you're in a position to hear from Him and He wants to use you in that way. Is this making sense? 1 Corinthians 12:29, Paul asks a real rhetorical question. 1 Corinthians chapter 12. He's just talked all about the gifts. Then he asks these questions. Just think about all the gifts. He says in verse 29, 1 Corinthians 12:29, he says, are all apostles, are all prophets, are all teachers, do all work miracles? Do all possess gifts of healing? Do all speak with tongues? Do all interpret? No. Not everyone does. Remember what it said in 1 Corinthians 12, verse 11? All these are empowered by one and the same Spirit who apportions to each one individually as He wills. For some people, they might primarily operate in a certain gift. But for most, it's like, well, someone's sick, you pray, they get healed. You're somewhere talking to someone and you're just in tune with the Spirit, God gives you a word. God will just give it as He apportions. You can have a primary gift, but also you have the gift in you that keeps on giving the Holy Spirit. If you're positioned in a place to hear from Him and for Him to use you, He will just bring those things when they're needed. But Paul says, does everyone speak in tongues as a gift? And the answer is no. Remember, I'm not talking about the sign. That's for all believers. How do I know when to interpret? 1 Corinthians 14, verse 11 says this. Therefore, one who speaks in a tongue should pray that he may interpret. So pray for it. If that's something that's burning on your heart, pray for it. Ask for it. You don't want to ask for it? But the focus of these gifts that we're talking about right now, the gift for the common good, the focus of it is the edification, the building up of the church. Like I said, it's speaking in tongues as prophecy in a corporate gathering that needs interpretation. So you got to pray for it. And you think, but man, I've prayed even for the sign. I just don't speak in tongues. I've prayed for that so many times. And now you're talking about interpreting and a gift. I can't even relate to that. If that's you, I just say to you today, just keep praying. Keep asking. ask God to show you what He's doing, or maybe He's pinpointing areas in your life. But you're not alone. Everyone's got a different story. Some started speaking in tongues as soon as they got prayed for. Some started speaking in tongues years later and they were praying for it. I know one guy in church, he was just worshiping. He'd been saved for years. But he was just worshiping God and he just like started speaking in tongues. It's going to look different for everyone. But when I talk about a gift for the common good, we're saying this gift is not for every believer. It's for corporate edification. It needs interpreting. And it's limited in a corporate gathering to how many people can partake in it, can take part in it. Because as I read before, it says, if any speak in a tongue, let there be only two or at most three. Like, we're not even there yet. But I'm just saying this is different from the sign. Does that make sense? So we've talked about the gift, we've talked about the sign. And the focus is love. 1 Corinthians 12, 31. After Paul asks all these things, do all possess gifts of healing? Do all speak with tongues? Do all interpret? He says in 31, but earnestly desire the gift. Earnestly desire the higher gifts. And then he says, and I will show you a still more excellent way. And what's that excellent way? It's love. That's it. 13 verse 1 says, if I speak in the tongues of men and of angels but have not love, I'm a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. So it's all about love. Pursue the gift that keeps on giving, and the spiritual gifts will chase after you. Pursue the gift that keeps on giving, the Holy Spirit, and the spiritual gifts will chase after you. Why am I going on about the power of speaking in tongues? It's because there is power in it. And something that God's given to us. He's given to us for a reason. God's not limited to tongues. But this is one of the things that Jesus has given us. So what are the benefits of speaking in tongues? Supernatural ability to communicate with God in an unknown language. A sign for all believers. A gift for the common good. Point number four today is speaking in tongues enhances your prayer and praise. Speaking in tongues enhances your prayer and your praise. Does anyone want to grow in prayer? You've been wanting to grow in prayer? Speaking in tongues enhances your prayer and praise. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 2. It says, for the one who speaks in a tongue speaks not to men, but to God. For no one understands him, but he utters mysteries in the Spirit. The one who speaks in a tongue speaks not to men, not to women, but to God. It's a sign for all believers. Speaking in tongues enhances your prayer. See, God gives you insights as you speak in tongues. You just start to speak and you don't even know what you're speaking. It's your spirit speaking. As you're speaking in tongues, even if you're like, I've only got one word or two words in tongues, you just start doing that and you mix it in with some English. You mix it in with your native language, whatever it is. You're focusing on God as you're speaking in tongues. You start to picture the throne of God in the heavenlies. You start to picture the 24 elders. You start to picture the four creatures with the two eyes in the front and the two eyes in the back. You start to picture the angels that cry, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. As you speak in tongues, wherever you're at, you're walking to work, whatever you're doing, He speaks mysteries. He utters mysteries. He gives you peace. He convicts you. He gives you direction about your life. I find myself preparing sermons sometimes or just studying the Word. And as I'm doing that, I'm like back on my desk. I'm like, I'm like, how am I speaking and writing at the same time? And my writing is like at the rhythm of my tongues. And it's slow sometimes. But the things I write, I'm like, whoa, that could have not been me. See, as you speak in tongues, it enhances your prayer. It enhances your praise. Before you know it, you're praying other words that you've never prayed. God has new tongues available for you every single day. He has a fresh feeling, fresh encounter. Jesus said, those who believe in my name, these signs will accompany them. They will cast out demons. They will speak in new tongues. You know, as you speak in tongues, you utter mysteries, your words. You're saying things that you don't understand. God gives you pictures. How do you think people start seeing pictures and getting visions and getting impressions? It's because they're moving in the Spirit. There's many ways to move in the Spirit, to keep in step in the Spirit. And speaking in tongues is one of those, because you're actually yielding your spirit. You're in church, you're like, man, I don't like this song they're singing. I don't even know these words. Tune out from the words. You're wasting time. Start speaking in the Spirit. And as you do, God's like, come on, focus. It's not even about the words. Focus on me, the Holy Spirit. There is power in speaking in tongues. Romans 8:26. You guys know this. Romans 8:26. Speaking in tongues enhances your prayer and your praise. It says, likewise, the Spirit helps us in our weakness. What does the Spirit do? It helps us in our weakness. For we do not know what to pray for as we ought, but the Spirit Himself intercedes for us with groanings too deep for words. When you don't know what to pray, it's like, oh man, I tried to pray. 30 seconds later, I just had no words. Didn't know what to say. Jesus taught us how to pray. The same Jesus who taught us how to pray, the Lord's Prayer. He says this sign will accompany those who believe. See, the Lord's Prayer was just a start. There's so much more. The Lord's Prayer will take you 30 seconds, 5 seconds. But when you speak in tongues, you see your prayer go to another level. When you have no words to say because situations are tough, because your partner wants to leave, because your job is not going well. When you speak in tongues, when you're praying, you have no words to pray and you speak in tongues. Pastor Corey always says this. He says, when words fail, tongues prevail. When words fail, tongues prevail. When you've got no more words, that's what it's there for. The Spirit kicks in. The Holy Spirit's like, finally, you're going to let me get involved in your prayer. It's available. It's available for each and every one of us. Speaking in tongues. It enables you to pray with supernatural authority beyond your own capacity. You'll be able to pray. You hear people talking about praying for hours. You think, what are they doing? How do they do that? Doesn't mean God wants you all to pray for hours and hours. I'm sure He'd love it. But it's not a call to say you have to. But how would someone actually do that? They pray in the Spirit. And speaking in tongues is part of praying in the Spirit. Communing with the Holy Spirit without understanding what you're saying. Ephesians 6:18, after the whole armor of God, it says, praying in the Spirit at all times. Praying in the Spirit at all times. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, 17 says, pray without ceasing. How do you pray without ceasing? Doesn't mean all day you're just praying, but you got a posture of prayer. But throughout your day, you can just speak in tongues. See, speaking in tongues doesn't have to be all the time. You guys think I'm crazy, right? I don't even know what I just said. It doesn't need to be interpreted. I'm just giving you an example. But when you're speaking in tongues, you don't have to even be loud. You can just be under your breath. People don't even know what you're doing. But what you're doing is you're engaging with the Holy Spirit. There's so much distraction in this world. We've been given a gift to engage with God spirit to spirit. You know, we feed our spirit with the word. But we also engage with our spirit through speaking in tongues. And you just don't know what's happening at that time in the spiritual realm. What's shifting because you're speaking in tongues. But our prayer lives are going to go to the next level because we're getting what the power of speaking in tongues is. Speaking in tongues enhances your prayer and your praise. Acts 10:46, we read it before. In Acts 10:46, people have been prayed for a filling of the Holy Spirit. And in Acts 10:46, this is what it says. It says, for they were hearing them speaking in tongues and extolling God. Extolling? What's that? They were speaking in tongues and extolling God. E-X-T-O-L-L-I-N-G. It's not talking about the tolls, extolling. No, it's talking about glorifying God, praising God. So speaking in tongues enhances your prayer and your praise. Extolling God is praising God. 1 Corinthians 14:14-15, where we've been camping for a little while today. It says this, for if I pray in a tongue, my spirit prays, but my mind is unfruitful. What am I to do? I will pray with my spirit, but I will pray with my mind also. I will sing praise with my spirit, but I will sing with my mind also. See, speaking in tongues enhances your praise. It gives you such a freedom when you speak in tongues to praise beyond the confines of your own speech. Our speech is limited. Like, how can our native tongues do justice to God's majesty, to God's glory? But when you speak in tongues, you're praising Him. You got to be considerate though when you speak in tongues in public. So remember, we're talking about tongues, they're your own tongues. You're speaking to God, you're worshiping God, you're praising God, but we do it together. You got to be considerate of others. We're not talking about the tongues where you're addressing the church on God's behalf, but you're speaking to God. So if you're in a room where it's quiet, you're not just going to start. You know, sometimes you need to, there's people in here, I see whilst I'm preaching, speaking in tongues because they're praying for me. They're praying for the word, they're praying for you, but they're in tune with the Spirit to intercede. I can't hear them, but I sense it and I see it because God's using their prayer to shift things. So you don't have to do it loudly, but you need to know in a corporate setting when to be loud, when to be quiet, because of love, because you can distract others. Hey, there's freedom in the house. Sometimes you're just out of control, God's doing the work, and you just can't help yourself. But there's actually, you got to be considerate. There's moments like, hey, let's all pray in the Spirit, and we just go for it. There's moments where we're just singing in English, and there's freedom if you feel to speak in tongues. No one's watching, no one's listening. But like with the guy I talked about before, in that freedom, he heard his name and God spoke to him through that. So as you go about praising God, you just don't know what else God is doing, but you got to be considerate, because in verse 27 of 14, it says, if any speak in a tongue, let there be only two, or at most three, and each in turn let someone interpret. But if there is no one to interpret, Let each of them keep silent in church and speak to himself and to God. How do you keep silent in church and speak to himself and to God? See, if you're speaking in tongues, where you're sitting, where you're praising, you can do that silently. You're still, it's speaking to God. This is not saying don't speak in tongues in church. So when you're together in the body, we're free to worship Him, but be considerate of others. And if you want that gift of interpreting, pray for it. Speaking in tongues enhances your prayer and your praise. You see, great revivalists like John G. Lake in the early 1900s, he saw thousands, hundreds of thousands of people healed through his ministry. And people that have spoken to his daughter and his family have asked, what was it about his ministry, why there was so much healing? He used to spend hours daily speaking in tongues. Kenneth Hagin would spend hours speaking in tongues. Smith Wigglesworth would spend hours speaking in tongues. Yong-Yi Cho would spend 4 to 6 hours. He had a church of like 60,000 or something, the biggest church in the world. Even whilst he's playing golf, he would be speaking in tongues. Because people are like, how do you get all your hours in? And some caught him out, because he does even whilst he's playing golf. But at one time it said that people were like, hey, can we go out for dinner together? And he said, no, I can't, because I need to go home and speak in tongues before I preach my message. They're just examples to say, look at what God has done through people who have gone for this. For myself, when I'm just with God, I have to time myself. That's just how I work. I want to put a time to it. I'll set my clock for 30 minutes and just start praying in the Spirit. And like I said, at times I'll end up sitting down writing some things. But you know where you're at. You just start wherever you're at. But literally, you could be going to the train, going to work, and you're feeling down and you feel like just engaging more with the Spirit. You just grab your phone. You start getting happy. People think you're talking to, you are talking to someone, but you don't feel as silly as you don't feel that silly. But there's ways. Oh, I don't have enough time in my day today to speak in tongues. Just do it as you walk, man. Do it as you're in the sauna. Do it whilst you swim. That just came up. Oh, man. So you guys get it. Speaking in tongues enhances your prayer and praise. You know, at Newman Church, back in 2019, a guy by the name of Joffa Jesus offers freedom for all. His name is actually Neil McCallum. But God's had on his heart to pray in tongues for 6 hours. So he would open up the church, the auditorium, Tuesdays, Thursdays, 6 hours praying in tongues. He'd open up to whoever wants to come, and people would come. Some would come for half an hour, some would come for two, some would come for four. He did that for years. And we went into COVID and all that. But before that, there started being just such a move of God. And all that's happening in Newman now is as a result of prayer. But a lot of what's happening in hell sits under those prayers, where people were coming, sobbing, speaking in tongues, speaking over every seat. There is power in speaking in tongues. It enhances your praise and your prayer. My last point today is speaking in tongues builds up your spirit. I've mentioned this already so many times. 1 Corinthians 14, verse 4 says, the one who speaks in a tongue builds up himself. It's not saying it's a bad thing. That's what it's for. When you speak in tongues, you build yourself up. Jude, the book of Jude, J-U-D-E, only one chapter, verse 26, says, build yourselves up in your most holy faith and praying in the Holy Spirit. Throughout the Word, build yourselves up in your most holy faith and pray in the Holy Spirit. There's studies that have been done that show that speaking in tongues actually helps with your immunity. Studies that have been done that show that speaking in tongues will actually reduce your anxiety. If you're anxious, just start speaking in tongues. Or you're like, God, I don't even speak in tongues. Fill me up with your Spirit. Start speaking in English or whatever your native tongue and just keep asking for it. But just focus on God and that peace will come. Speaking in tongues will build up your spirit. It'll build you up. It'll repel the attack of the enemy. Do you know speaking in tongues is a weapon? It's a weapon. Why have a weapon that you're not going to use? Satan, Lucifer, the enemy, he can't understand tongues. The demons get confused. See, the story is coming out of the United States. One pastor had a daughter in her teens. She gets kidnapped. Her and another girl, they get chucked in the boot. Car goes. 20 minutes or something later, the guy just pulls over. He goes, get out. I can't stand this. Because she had been praying in tongues nonstop. And she let them go. Like, speaking in tongues is so powerful. Stuff happens. The little boy in the States, he's only eight, he got kidnapped and he started singing a song by Hezekiah Walker called Every Praise. And the guy just came back and just dropped him off. There's power when we praise God in tongues, when we praise God in song. It confuses the enemy. If you're going through some stuff, just spend time building yourself up in your most holy faith. Can we all stand this morning? So how do we speak in tongues? Maybe you're saying, I don't speak in tongues. You see, when you get saved, you receive the Holy Spirit. If you know Jesus Christ as your Lord, you are saved. You have the Holy Spirit. You are filled. But there's a fresh infilling, an overwhelming, a baptism of the Holy Spirit that we can all have. It's available every day. It's available at the point of being a Christian, becoming a Christian. It's available even before. For some people, they just get smashed with it before they even know it. All just happens in the one time. We don't need to get caught up in when and how. But the Holy Spirit, when it fills you up, it's like you're jumping into a river. You're all immersed into the Spirit. And you're so overwhelmed that you can't do anything else but just adore Him, worship Him. And it's a weapon, like I said. But how do you receive the gift, the sign of tongues? You ask. Luke 11:13 says, if you who are evil, you who are sinful, we're all sinful, we all have sin in us. But it says, if you who are evil know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will the Heavenly Father, not just the Heavenly Father, it says your Heavenly Father, how much more will He give you the Holy Spirit if you ask? All we have to do is ask in faith. Is ask in faith. And as the Holy Spirit fills you up, let's just close our eyes now. As you ask God to fill you up with His Holy Spirit, you actually need to yield your tongue to Him, your mind to Him, your spirit to Him. And He fills you up. It says, so my brothers earnestly desire to prophesy and do not forbid speaking in tongues. Paul says this at the end of 1 Corinthians 14:30. Get this before you go today. After all that Paul was saying, he said, earnestly desire to prophesy and do not forbid speaking in tongues. So what we want to ask for today as individuals and as a church is for a fresh infilling of the Holy Spirit. You can do this at any point in time, at home, any week, any time. You look through Acts, you see that the apostles were filled at different times. There was an initial filling, an initial baptism of the Holy Spirit. But there was times where they're filled again. Ephesians 5:18 says, do not get drunk on wine, because it leads to debauchery. But it says, but be filled by the Spirit. Be filled. That filled is a present, continuous filled. Filled now, filled then, filled then, filled then, filled now. Be filled with His presence, with His wine. So we're going to pray. And you're going to pray for yourself. You're going to ask. You ask Him to fill you with His Spirit. You just say, Lord, fill me with Your Holy Spirit. You ask Him to fill you. And as He fills you, you just start to praise Him. You just start to use your English or whatever language you speak in praising Him. Hallelujah, Hosanna, whatever words come to mind. You ask Him to fill you. But as we worship Him, as someone lays hands on you at times, you might get a phrase, you might get a word. You actually need to step out in faith in that moment to speak that. It happened on Wednesday night at Prayer Power. A lady came in and she was like, I actually can't do that because of medical reasons. This and this happened. It restricts me from that. I've never done it. I would like to. I said, come on, let's pray. We prayed for it. She's like, all I can do is try. I said, that's all you need to do is try. But to God, it's not trying. It's stepping out in faith. And she started to speak in tongues. She got a couple of words and she started to speak. And that's a gift that she has now from God, a sign of the Holy Spirit in her. And she can use that wherever she goes, however she wants. And God will increase. But I just know today, for some, this is going to be a first time. For some, you've been shut out to it. You've been hurt before because people said, because you don't speak in tongues, you don't have the Holy Spirit. That's a lie. Just because you don't speak in tongues doesn't mean you don't have the Holy Spirit. Just because you don't speak in tongues doesn't mean you're not filled. Doesn't mean God loves you or you're not saved. Because you can't speak in tongues means there is more. There is more that God wants to give. And so today, if you're wanting more in this moment, let's just all raise our hands. Start to ask Him in your own words, in your own language. Start to ask Him here. And if you speak in tongues already, just start to speak in tongues and ask Him for more tongues. Ask Him for new tongues. This is not a show. This is not an experiment. God just wants to touch His people. Start to ask Him for more of His presence. Holy Spirit, fill us afresh. Holy Spirit, in this moment. Holy Spirit, in this moment, we ask Your way, not our way. Your breath, not our breath. Your will, not our will. Spirit of the living God, we call upon You to fall afresh in this room, to fall afresh like on Pentecost, Father, that Your Spirit, Your very Spirit would fall afresh on us. You would touch us, You would fill us up. Fill us, fill us, fill us. Fill us up, Lord.
Thank you for joining us for this message today. We don't assume that every person listening has a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. And so today, we invite you to begin following Jesus as your Lord and Savior. The Bible teaches that every one of us has been created for a relationship with God. Sin has separated us from that relationship, but God loved us so much that He gave us His one and only Son, Jesus Christ. Jesus lived, died, and rose again, conquering sin, Satan, and death itself. If we believe in our hearts that God has raised Jesus from the dead, and we confess with our mouth that Jesus is Lord, we will be saved. So if you are ready to pray in faith, turning away from your sin and believing in Jesus for your salvation, please pray this prayer. Dear Jesus, I believe that you are the Son of God, and I ask you to forgive me and cleanse my heart from all of my sin. I receive by faith the free gift of eternal life, and I ask that you would fill me with the Holy Spirit. I thank you that I am born again as a child of God, and that you have made me a new creation in Christ Jesus. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. If you have prayed that prayer for the first time, we would love to know and help connect you to a local church in your area. You can contact us on our website, pneuma.church. Thank you for listening.